The mother of a 16-year-old boy who had gone missing near the North Complex blaze confirmed today that her son was killed when the inferno tore through several towns in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada mountains this week. Jessica Williams, who had pleaded for her missing son Josiah to call her, told CBS 13 Sacramento that DNA evidence confirmed her son's death. Butte County Sheriff's Captain Derek Bell said yesterday evening that there are still more people missing due to the fire.
To date, the Butte County Sheriff's Office has responded to 124 calls for service for citizens requesting welfare checks on their loved ones or to report that they haven't heard from them. Our detectives and deputies have worked around the clock and have successfully located 98 people. We continue our ongoing efforts to locate the 16 people who remain unaccounted for at this point. It's with great sadness that we have to report an additional 7 deceased individuals were located by our deputies and detectives today. That brings the total number of lives lost in this tragic fire to 10.
The North Complex fire, which is burning near the city of Oroville, exploded earlier this week due to high winds, but has slowed down today because of smaller winds and lower temperatures caused by the smoky air. The fire has burned around 395 square miles and is 23% contained. It is now the deadliest fire of the year and the 10th deadliest in California history. Only 2 years ago, the Camp Fire killed 85 people and devastated the town of Paradise, which is only a few miles away from the current North Complex blaze. Governor Gavin Newsom toured the region, which had been devastated by the fire today.
We're in the midst of a climate emergency. We're in the midst of a climate crisis. We are experiencing weather conditions the likes of which we've never experienced in our lifetime. We're experiencing what so many people predicted decades and decades ago. But all of that now is reality. 3.154 million acres burned in the last number of months here in the state of California. Over 7,700 wildfires. 26 times more acreage burned this year in the state of California than in 2019.
Newsom said that California's 14,000 dry lightning strikes in 3 days, record-breaking temperatures, drought, and millions of dead trees are evidence that climate change has caused this year's especially destructive fire season. While touring the area, Newsom signed Assembly Bill 2147, which is meant to help incarcerated individuals in California who have worked as firefighters while serving their sentences find work afterwards as professional firefighters. According to the bill, incarcerated individuals who work as firefighters can afterwards, quote, petition to withdraw their plea of guilty and enter a plea of not guilty, end quote. Fires have burned more than 4,800 square miles across the state this year, which is more land than Rhode Island, Delaware, and Washington, D.C. combined, and the fire season is far from over. 19 people have been killed and at least 4,000 buildings burned across the state. In other parts of California, firefighters have made significant progress in containing the other large and destructive fires. CAL FIRE confirmed that the LNU complex in Sonoma, Napa, Yolo, Stanislaus, and Lake counties is now 95% contained. The SCU complex in Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, San Joaquin, Stanislaus, Merced, and San Benito counties is 98% contained. The CZU complex in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties is now 85% contained. But the Creek Fire in Fresno and Madera counties is only 6% contained, and it has burned around 274 square miles. Newsom said that conditions may improve for firefighting in the next few days.
The good news is the winds have settled down. The good news is there's weather starting to appear offshore that will create an environment where we may get a little bit of precipitation, a modest amount of precipitation. In a perverse reality, with all this smoke, it cools the temperatures down, the smoke blanketing now the state of California, and actually advantages some of our efforts in terms of mitigating the spread.
The LNU Lightning Complex is the 20th most deadly fire in California history. Smoke from the Northern California fires has blanketed the Bay Area in an orange haze for the past few days. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District lists the air quality in much of the Bay Area as very unhealthy. According to IQ Air, San Francisco is currently one of the top 3 cities with the worst air quality in the world. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.